Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jen Smith, Secretary at the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs. I want to say a thank you to Steve Barnt from Just for Today Recovery and Veteran Support Services, as well as Deputy Adjutant General Maureen Weigel for joining me today to highlight some of the innovative projects that we have seen implemented from funding that was made possible through state agency collaborations. Most of you know that the opioid crisis has had devastating impacts for individuals and families across Pennsylvania and our nation over the last several years. At the height of the opioid crisis in 2017, more than 5,300 Pennsylvanians lost their lives to an overdose. That's why, in 2018, Governor Wolf and his administration took a stand against overdose deaths when signing a first-of-its-kind opioid disaster declaration in Pennsylvania, proclaiming opioid use disorder a public health emergency in the Commonwealth, and providing executive actions to combat the opioid crisis. This declaration has since been renewed 13 times and has proven to be an important tool in the Commonwealth's quick response, which has increased access to programs and services that save lives. The declaration has allowed for better coordination and collaboration within the Wolf administration, with federal and local government entities, and community partners. At the center of this collaboration is the Opioid Command Center, created by the disaster declaration. The command center broke down decade-long silos within state government, leveraging the diverse strengths and skill sets of 17 state agencies and the Office of the Attorney General to collaborate effectively to save lives. This collaboration led to obtaining more than $230 million in federal funding, which has been used by my department, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and numerous other state agencies to target the most at-risk and vulnerable populations across the state. Through this funding, grantees have been able to support pregnant and postpartum women with opioid use disorder and their babies, expand or enhance recovery support services among recovery community organizations, such as Just for Today, increase awareness and understanding of opioid use disorder among college students across 13 higher education institutions, deliver employment support services to individuals in recovery from opioid use disorder, and expand or create collaboratives between law enforcement, treatment professionals, and recovery support providers to establish diversion programs aimed at offering treatment-based alternatives to arrest, booking, and incarceration for minor criminal offenses. These projects, combined with others, have helped create a stronger support system in Pennsylvania for individuals with a substance use disorder and their families. Since the inception of the Opioid Command Center, we have come a long way in expanding access to services and improving outcomes for individuals with substance use disorder. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has offset some of these efforts. The pandemic brought about uncertainty, anxiety, financial stress, and isolation, all risk factors that could increase usage of substances or result in a recurrence of use. As we continue to evaluate overdose trends from last year, the numbers will show increases, but we must resolve to push forward. The Wolf administration is committed to continuing this vital work over the coming weeks and months with our local government and community partners like Just for Today. I'd like now to invite Steve Barnt from Just for Today Recovery and Veteran Support Services to highlight some of the innovative projects that they have been able to establish through this grant funding. Steve?
Okay. Hi, welcome to JFT. JFT, obviously short for Just for Today. We're an organization that provides support for the recovery community, other than just the treatment efforts and all that that's out there for people, but we offer the aftercare, the continuum, the just a place to be and be part of. So welcome, Jen. Thank you, and Rick and Maureen for the support and the help we've gotten, over the last year, year and a half or so, for the efforts that we're doing, because it's helped us tremendously to be able to continue that and expand our services. So briefly, let's get into what we do here. And I want to start off, as Jen touched on, the COVID, when that hit, it was a big hit on the recovery community, addictions, as Jen explained. The circumstances really set up the perfect storm for addiction and relapse and overdose, and we've seen those numbers, as Jen alluded to. So we were fortunate to be able to stay open, to offer a place for those in recovery and our veterans that could come to during those times that they didn't have to be by themselves. We're sitting in a room here where we were able to offer meetings throughout that period, which was so important. And, there's just situations, like I said, that happened there, just made it so much truer that we needed to be here. People afraid to relapse, in tears. We had a young lady here in tears, that she wanted to use. And fortunately, she was here with other people. The tools that we have out there, Zoom and things are out there, are great. But when the meeting was over, she would have still been by herself. And here she had people. So we're grateful for the support and the help we've gotten. And it's one of our most important things that we do at JFT is provide a place 7 days a week that a person in recovery and a veteran can come to and not be by themselves and not get in those situations and get the support and then the services also that we can provide with the funding we received. So COVID did make a change. It was definitely to adapt to it, but we had to continue because our disease was killing also. And so working together, we were able to keep that going and keep doing that. So we do a lot here. We talked about just being a place to come to. We do veterans programming out of here also. We started them sort of separately, but then we found those branches intertwine with addiction, recovery, PTSD, and all the stuff that comes along with it. So we found that, we need to work together in a lot of these things, and found that it did come together. And with the support from the SOAR money and the veterans, we were able to hire two veterans to come on and full-time staff our department. We worked with veterans prior to that, but again, we were either volunteer veterans coming in to help, myself and others, and we were doing some good things, but it just wasn't taking off. And with this support, we were able to take off with it. And our numbers show, that with our food program, we have a military share program for veterans weekly that we get food to. From a couple years ago, it was about 18 veterans a week to close to 50 a week that we're doing now. And PTSD services that we do here for veterans, there's never a charge to a veteran. It doesn't matter what type of discharge a veteran has when they come here for our services that we do here. We work with them with the food, the PTSD. Scott, my car coordinate, works with the VSO in the area from the Legion to maybe help the veterans along the way with some of their things that they may not have to go to the VA for. We may be able to help them here and give them a face, somebody to talk to, instead of just an answering machine sometimes or waiting. So we're looking this year to expand that as COVID eases. Hopefully we can get out a little more for that. We deliver food to veterans that can't get here. We just started a veterans coalition in the area of veterans organizations in the area here doing good stuff to try to pull them together to do efforts and projects and get word out, also get the private sector involved, some businesses involved with that coalition also to help our veterans and expand that. So we've met once, we'll be meeting again monthly. We had 13 organizations, I think, show up for the first one. So we're excited about that, what we do for our veterans here. We do housing here also for veterans related with recovery and addictions. We also do recovery housing for those that aren't. We sort of blended at this point, but we do provide housing for our veterans also and those in recovery. So we're also a training center for the Pennsylvania Certification Board for certified recovery specialists. We have a facilitator here and we do the trainings here periodically. We're in the middle of one now. We'll do about 4 a year, maybe 5 a year with the certified recovery specialists. And we also then do the recertifications and all that also. Here we're able to do that with our facilitator. Again, we're a reference center here. If we don't do it here, we will find the people that do it and help you get in contact with them, with our CRSs that we have working here. Again, through the funding we've received, we're able to bring them on board to work with people that come through the door or are referred here. We have over 300 a week people that we serve in all the services we do, whether it's, and that's just out of this location, whether it's coming here, or we do go out to 4 outpatients and work with them there. We work with Cumberland County Treatment Court, working with people there, and 2 of the clinics in the area where we go to and have a presence there and have a CRS, certified recovery specialist, there with them. And again, it's over 300 a week that we are serving in one way or another through here, through this location only. So we're really excited about that. And we do a warm handoff program. It's not directly funded through these funds, but the follow-ups that we do with these people after the warm handoff, going to the hospital, to the emergency room, trying to get that person somewhere other than just walking out of the hospital. We have 6 hospitals in the area that we go to. And then the long term is we do follow-ups with them and then get them involved with our recovery reentry program, which is funded, through these programs with our certified recovery specialists, then to help continue that. It's a 3-phase program, and to keep them connected. The key is to keep people connected in the recovery process, and that's what we want to do here. So we do a warm handoff. Numbers on that real quick. I won't get into the program started in December of 2018, where we served 10 individuals. In 2019, after the funding, we served 281 individuals. In 2020, served 355 individuals and served 254 individuals. So far this year, we're not there. It's kind of good news and kind of bad news. Those numbers are there. But again, the resources that came allowed us to find more and more. And that's just in our warm handoff program. Again, continuing to keep them in the process. We have a 81% success rate of getting them entered into some type of treatment, some type of program, leaving the hospital at that point. And then hopefully re-engaging with them as we follow up, as we go through, to help hopefully not and support the treatment part of it, along with maybe some other things we can do here. We have computer labs here where people can come in 7 days a week to use our computers for whatever need they may need, school, work, resumes, whichever they may need. We do also have 2 other locations that some of this funding made available helped us expand our services to other locations. We have a location we've just opened in York, which is much needed. York, as we know, is the 4th highest overdose rate, York County, in the state. And it was horrible at the beginning of COVID. York last spring, their overdose rates were 2 to 3 times higher than COVID deaths for a while down in York. So this has been horrible down there. We fortunately, like I said, with monies we've had here, we've been able to expand and some other help and open the facility in York to do exactly what we're doing here. And we have a facility in Millersburg, Northern Dauphin County, that we are doing some services out of now. It's like a whole nother world when you go over the mountain, compared to Harrisburg. But services are there, but it's a large area. I forget how many square miles it is, but it's huge. And with a center like this that can be there 7 days a week, it gives a good anchor for the recovery and the veteran community to come to. So we have 3 locations that we're modeling what we're doing here, and to the funding that we receive, that we could expand, our services to do. So We do outside services, as I mentioned. We go to intensive outpatients. If we have four different ones with different organizations out there, where we'll sit in, talk with people there. They'll come here eventually if they like to or not. We'll work with them there, our CRSs. That was a program we could expand. We got two clinics that we're going to, you know, that we can work with these people to keep that contact, you know. And we do a medically assisted treatment support group here for those on the medications, you know, to help out that may not feel comfortable in other meetings, the other support group meetings here. This is their group, and they can still get the support and still get that, you know, help coming through the process. So we're excited about that also. We just started a police divergence program in Cumberland County, hope to expand that with four other, we have four police departments now, which the idea again is sort of like a warm handoff. They respond to an overdose and bring somebody back. They'll have information for us, you know, that this person wants help. We carry a phone 24 hours. We'll have one of our CRSs, and after 8 hours during the day, 16 hours of the day, it's being covered by a volunteer. Our CRSs are volunteering their time to pick the phone up if they get a call out there. So we're excited about that, just getting that kicked off. Again, we talked about we're open 7 days a week here. You have a place to go. You don't have to be alone. That's our motto. You don't have to be alone. We have a food and clothing closet that we offer. Anybody is welcome to it. We're here 7 days a week. Come take what you need. That's here open to everybody. We have, again, we talked about our military share program, PTSD groups that we do here. And I'm going to forget some things, the trainings. All right. So anyway, I think I hit every, we work very closely with Veteran Court in Dauphin County. Scott's sort of our liaison there, our veterans coordinator. He's actually graduated the program, and he's going to be the keynote speaker tomorrow, so out there. But we have that connection with them, and they're going to be starting some meetings here also, their alumni meeting. I know they want to start here. And in York County, we're plugged in with the vet court down there. And as far as using our building, you know, our facility and services for some of their meetings and theirs, excited about that. So we love to hire our own here at JFT just for today. We have people that volunteered here, that come through the program, and we've hired here as part of one of our certified recovery specialists. Again, to, again, we're just a big family here. We love that atmosphere here. JFT is unique, what we do. I'm sure in central PA, south central PA, and a good chunk of southeastern PA, there's just nothing like JFT out there, what we do. They do some of the same things we do, but they don't do what we do, and we're really proud of that. We want that. JFT is here to fill those voids, you know, for those that may be falling through the cracks, and especially with this opioid epidemic, we learned, you know, that we weren't quite prepared for something like came. We weren't expecting. It was hard to prepare for. You know, but when we saw it and when it came, and working with DDAP to stay, you know, adjusting to address something like that when it does come, and organizations such as what we're doing here are doing that. And we're very grateful for that support, and yeah, look forward to working with, you know, DDAP to stay in the future to keep expanding what we're doing. So again, thank you and welcome to JFT. And now I want to introduce Maureen Weigel. Wait, I want to make sure I said that right, with Veterans Department, and she'll explain.
I'm good. Good afternoon, and thank you so much, Steve, and Just for Today Recovery and Veteran Support Services for hosting today's event and allowing the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs to tour this incredible facility. And it truly is an amazing facility. As a veteran and as a retired Army officer, it is a pleasure to see firsthand how organizations just like Just for Today are working every day to improve the lives of service members, veterans, and their families. DMVA and DDAP recognize the importance of providing support services that are person-centered and focused on achieving overall wellness. Over the last 3 years, DMVA has been fortunate to be involved in an important collaboration with DDAP that has allowed us to establish a number of relationships and veteran advocates. Through this collaboration, we have been able to sustain our veteran-centered opioid response grants and administer those grants to important community partners like Just for Today, who are working relentlessly to help service members, veterans, and families facing substance use disorder and other social challenges. Just last week, DMVA and DDAP teamed up for a press conference about the success of the Opioid Campaign Command Center and our ability to distribute these grant monies to community partners. In my remarks for that press event, I highlighted a few community partners who are doing an excellent job using the grant money to support our service members, veterans, and families. One of the organizations we recognized was Just for Today. The leadership and staff here understand how important it is to be part of the community. You reach deep into the community and find and serve those who are looking for help. This includes providing housing for the homeless veterans, a food share program, employment, education, and financial services, and of course, substance use preventative services. We cannot overstate how important these services are to the road to recovery, to healing, and to reclaiming a quality of life. Your programs are proof that our grants are working. Coming here today to this facility, meeting the staff, and seeing how passionate everyone is about helping service members, veterans, their families, and this community was so refreshing. And quite frankly, you are the ideal partner. You are a prime example of the perfect organization we welcome as part of the new program we rolled out in the fall of 2020 called PA Vet Connect. PA Vet Connect is an exciting regional outreach program that identifies and cultivates new community partnerships to simultaneously broaden our referral capabilities and connect veterans to not just the best local resources, but the best possible statewide resources available. Through these collaboration efforts, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs has already served thousands of veterans and or families by providing direct services and following up with community advocates. Another way Pennsylvania veterans are able to stay aware of benefits is by signing up for the VA Vets Connect and the registry. Family members of veterans and people who work with veterans are also encouraged to connect with DMVA by signing up through the registry. You do not need to be a veteran to register, and there are so many resources listed on our sites. I want to encourage every veteran or veteran advocate to sign up on the registry and go to PA Vet Connect. There are so many things available for you. I want to say thank you again for inviting DMVA to this tour, and thank you so much again for what Just for Today is doing. We truly appreciate your efforts and your team. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Before we wrap up, I would be remiss if I didn't share with you a few resources that are available for individuals who may be struggling. For those of you grappling with addiction, whatever circumstances have led to your substance misuse or the use of by a loved one, please know that there are resources available to you. Just for Today is one of those resources. If you live in a community where Just for Today operates, it's a great opportunity for you to seek the resources available. If you don't know where to go, if you're not sure of what resources exist in your community, please utilize our hotline. Pennsylvania's Get Help Now hotline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The number is 1-800-662-HELP or 1-800-662-4357. Whether you are an individual in need of services or you're a family member inquiring about services on a loved one's behalf, trained individuals can help you navigate local resources, treatment options, recovery support options in your area. And that's regardless of your insurance status, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. Don't let financial barriers stand in the way of you seeking resources. Again, that Get Help Now hotline number is 1-800-662-HELP. There is absolutely no shame in seeking help to lead a happy, healthy life. Together, we will get through the devastating effects of 2020 and will be stronger for it. Together, we will recover. Thank you, and we'll open up the floor for questions at this time. Okay, seeing none, I believe that concludes our event.